Oh, that sort of descended. Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the big show tonight, Omer, live in studio. That's happening in about an hour's time. Stick around for that. It is going to be glorious. You do not want to miss it. Today is the last day of school at UBC, I believe. I'm not taking classes, but I think by the look of the people outside enjoying themselves, it is the last day of classes, maybe not school. Some people probably have exams starting tomorrow, unfortunately for them. There is a big AMS block party, which should be ending, happening outside. Mastercraft? I can't do it when it's without the vowels. Mastercraft, I believe, is playing. They got this fancy, awesome light show that's going on right now. A lot of bass, but I believe the bass... I can't feel the bass now on the floor, so maybe that show has ended. Supposedly it ended at 9 o'clock, so maybe they're finishing it off. CITR sort of have been covering here and there. It seems like people are having fun outside the studio at UBC. But anyways, enough of that. Let's get started with some music. I'll play some tracks from some bands from here and there. Let's start off with an album from a record label, Mint Records from Vancouver. They've been around for a long time, in fact, 20 years to be exact, and they have released a compilation albums of some of the bands. Most of the bands I remember that I see are on there, not every single one of them, but a huge collection of bands and all the hit songs. Well, yeah, a lot of hit songs are on here, and about 20 bands, 20 songs on a Mint Team Mint 20 compilation album. Let's pick a Vancouver band. This is Young and Sexy on CITR. I don't believe they play it anymore, but not entirely sure. The City You Live In Is Ugly. It's about it's about Vancouver. This is Young and Sexy on CITR, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell.
The BOMAC sign with Toys R Us. You didn't make a fuss, and now you're regretting it and forgetting it, and you don't drive by that much. You're working on Broadway, the early shift in a new cafe. Lately you've been palming bills just for the thrills, and your boss hasn't noticed a thing.
Feeling This is Tom Ferris from Mold. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
fiesta. Friday night I'm in some brand new clothes, but Melinda won't tell me where she goes. But I'm dressed up. She knows where to find me, but she's never beside me. I wonder just where I'd be if I could just shake her out of my mind. But in the meantime, at least I'm dressed up. And some days I just stare up at the sky as those bluebirds go flying by. They know where to go, but not me, I'm still waiting for the call. I just feel a little lonely, so I'm okay, I'm alright. I'm okay and I'm alright, because Melinda's heading out tonight. She's dressed up, she's dressed up. And so I'm dressed up. I'm dressed up. I'm dressed up.
When I write my master's thesis,
that is John K. Sampson from Winnipeg, Manitoba. From the Weaker Then, also as well, he played show here in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret last Saturday with Chuck and Jimmy promoting his brand new album Provincial. The song I just played maybe applied to you. The title of the song was called When I Write My Master's Thesis. Knowing that this is the end of the school year, maybe you are also writing your master's thesis and playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, as John mentioned in the song. One thing I always wonder about, I guess a lot of a singer can do this, I have really, really bad long-term or short-term memory. Like, I could have never memorized words to a song as long as that. That one, I need a lot of chorus if I were to sing, because I need to repeat the same thing over and over again to make it longer. Maybe at most 3 or 4 lines per song. But John K. Sampson seemed to have just essays for most of his songs. And I did not see the show, but I assume he did it perfectly and without making sentences up and all that stuff. So that was John K. Sampson from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Before that, October Man, brand new album as well. The album's called Waiting in the Well. Dressed Up is the name of the song. He also was in town last week, same time, played at the same time as John K. Sampson. He played at the Waldorf Hotel with the Abramson Singers and also J.J. Epson. Really good show, filled with people, good times. He is currently on tour. He's from Toronto. He is in Sudbury, Ontario tonight, I believe, on his way back to his hometown. October Man, Dressed Up is the name of the song. Before that, Great Aunt Ida, also from Toronto, apparently maybe moving to Detroit. That's what I heard. That's the word on the street. Great Aunt Ida with a brand new song called New Information. That's new information to me. I was in Toronto and people were mentioning that Great Aunt Ida, who was originally from the island, and then island as in the Vancouver Island, and then lived in Vancouver for quite a while, moved to Toronto, maybe moving even further away. Well, Detroit isn't that far away, but anyways. So Great Aunt Ida, brand new album. Well, sort of new. Nuclearize me. New information is the name of the song. And I start off the set with two brand new songs. Well, I'm just saying the wrong words. Two not brand new songs whatsoever. It's two songs from a brand new album from the Mint 20th anniversary record. It's a two old song, very old song. Young and Sexy, The City You Live In Is Ugly. Young and Sexy, Vancouver band. Paul and Lucy, the main big part of the band. The City You Live In Is Ugly. And after that, Immaculate Machine with a song called Jarhead, a band no longer around. Catherine Calder from the band is doing a lot of solo stuff. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hall. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, in about half an hour's time, we have O'Mare live in studio. So stick around for that. You are going to enjoy it. Until then, more music from here and there. This is a brand new one from a Vancouver band as well. They are called Wintermit. This is from the album Oceans with a song called I Saw a Ghost.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
Gone when he to dump me. Told the world everything. Said I'd be on the bill. Took all my posters down. She won't talk to me still. Was convinced I would fail. Hated my songs. Pick me last on purpose. Only plays with their friends. Doesn't know what no is. Gave the world's worst advice. And that's when he needs a ride. Wanted me out of my clothes. Kissed him while I drove them home. I can't carry that.
The UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety. Or you can even join our Facebook group.
Collapsing Opposite with the song Non-Profit Volunteer Band from the album, his brand new one, his latest one anyways, Real Moving. Collapsing Opposite from Vancouver, mostly featuring Ryan McCormick. Before that, another Vancouver band, Movie Land, from sort of a bunch of basement recorded demos, I think literally recorded in the basement, Songs for Reno. It's the name of that set of recording, a song called Politics of Ecology. And before that, another Vancouver act, Woolworm, Goodbye, name of the song from the album is Pain. And before that, some Valley Girl, Halo is the name of the song. And I started off the set with some Chris Riffick, followed by brand new Real Boys from the Real Boys EP with a song called Whale. You are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Thursday night, live from Thunderbird Radio Hall. Very, very shortly, Omer is going to be playing live in studio. Stick around for that. They are doing a sound check in the lounge right at this moment. I can hear them through the walls. Sounds good through the walls. So stick around for that. It should be good. Good times. Great fun. Don't go anywhere. That's going to be happening, I am guessing, in about 5 minutes or so. More music until that happens. This is Chains of Love with a song called Breaking My Heart from a Chains of Love 7-inch. Oh, hey. That was... I always find it weird to say the name of this band. This is Hanhee Hanhee. It's the name of the band. Album called Shout. I believe they are from good old Montreal, Quebec. The song I played was called We Only Go. And before that, I played a band from Toronto. They're called Memory House, a two-piece slideshow effects, the name of the album. The Kids Were Wrong was the name of the song. And I started off the set with some Chains of Love from Vancouver. Breaking My Heart is the name of the song. But you're listening, well, yes, you're still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live.